Well, I think that, first of all, that's the method that we've been trying to get to play, and it's more of a 60-minute game. You know, the game that got played against New Jersey was one where we led and we managed the game a lot better. We played the game that was in front of us, as you might say. So I think from that standpoint, I would agree that we need to come out with energy, regardless of who scores first, because you're never guaranteed of that, you know. But we have to play with energy, and we have to play more of a 60-minute game. I thought we played a conscientious game, a good solid team game.
They were talking more about, they used the word jam a bunch of times and compete, and that less about the X's and O's,
right.
More about the will.
Well, I would agree with that, because what we wanted to raise was our compete level. And we have talked about it, whether it's from the face-off circle or from the battles on the boards. And unless we were going to step up in those areas, knowing that Jersey have some weight on their team, that our success is going to be determined by our drive and our battle level and our compete level. So for me, right away, unless you're going to change that, you're going to be battling for six. You're not going to get the 60 minutes unless you get the work ethic and the battle level going. Well, you're trying to get that every night, and I think for the most part we have had that. This year we started slow in that area, but that is your job. That's your job as a player and a coaching staff, is to get your team to compete hard. That's what we have to get done. If we have any, our job is fairly simple, is to get the players' A game and to get the team's A game, and that has to come from a foundation of work battle, any team.
But you haven't had much success against Montreal in two seasons. Is there a specific reason? What is it that makes you so strong?
No, we found ways to lose against Montreal. I mean, we all remember the opening night one here, but I remember the one there. We were up going into the third and gave up one or two power play goals, I think, and stuff like that. They're a skilled team that can hurt you, and you've got to check and be able to defend throughout with that lineup that they have. They have some skill and some speed, and they've found a way to beat us. I don't know that there's a magical formula that they have. We're not looking back saying, oh, geez, we have trouble with these guys. We're ready to go. Well, if you're asking me to a degree, should we be overconfident in this thing? I can't see that happening, because we've played, you know, we have a foundation of our building block to build from, but that's it. It's something that we have to build off of. We won't be overconfident, and we won't be separating our shoulders, patting ourselves on the back because we beat, you know, a team. We played well, and it's one thing to build off of that, and we need to play well and even better. I think we've still got another level to go.
You talked about the importance of the, you know, elevating the compete level and being consistent with that. Evander Kane seems to bring a real energy to the team this year. And you talked to the rest of the room a little bit about wanting to be more of a leader this year. Is that a way that he can contribute in a leadership way, by bringing that energy and being wide and, you know, kind of sparking the team's energy?
Well, I think Evander can bring the level of leadership up with his game, but all players are like that. There's other players as well that would like to take a more leadership role, but it starts with your game. If you bring consistency to your A game, then you can now have a voice in the room. You can have a voice just by the way you play. You know, so I think that that's something with Evander that I think that he's expecting more from himself this season, and I think that he can do that, but it'll be driven by consistency. So if he can be consistently bring his A game, I think that the leadership just follows. And others are the same, because we have a room that has young guys that are maturing, and they want to take a bigger role and they want to lead. But it starts with your game, and it starts with his game as well. And I thought he had a good game last game. Comes with speed, you know, and power. And when he plays like that, you earn respect, you get the right to talk more because you've got some game.
reactionary standpoint, players on the bench watching him go up there and be active and be energetic like that, does that lift the bench?
Oh, sure. Well, sure, I think his teammates know what he can bring to the table, and when he does, that we do get energized because it makes everybody else feel like we're moving, you know, because he's got speed to his game too, which is good. You know, he's an exciting player to watch when he plays like that. And then you find that your other players are following suit. That's good. All good stuff. Well, I think Pavlik's played well enough, first of all, in the games. He's really, you know, not trying to create competition in nets. I mean, I know who our goalie is, and he's played very well. And the objective was to give him some breathing room and some rest. And I thought Al Montoya played superb, played very well. And nothing went into the game other than Pavlik is our guy, and let's see how it goes. I mean, Al has proven in that game that he's ready to go, and it's good. If you can create competition that takes place, then that's the way it goes. But I think it's a good thing.